bbc.co.uk/podcasts. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 1 o'clock. We're on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. And now the news from Ian Skelly.
Downing Street says the Prime Minister still has confidence in his senior communications adviser, Andy Coulson, who's been interviewed by police about phone hacking at the News of the World. The hacking scandal took place where Mr. Coulson was the paper's editor. He's told a parliamentary committee that he knew nothing about it. NATO is investigating reports that an Afghan soldier has shot and killed foreign troops in Helmand province. Although there's been no official confirmation, it's thought at least two US Marines were shot dead by an Afghan colleague while they were on guard duty. British troops handed over control of Sangin to American forces in September. President Barack Obama has started a visit to Asia in the Indian city of Mumbai. Speaking at the Taj Mahal Hotel, where a gun attack 2 years ago left 166 people dead, he said he intended to send a signal by making Mumbai the first step of his tour. President Obama is expected to announce the easing of American controls on exports to India. He'll later visit Indonesia, South Korea and Japan. The Chinese artist A. Weiwei has said that he's been placed under house arrest in Beijing. He had been planning to fly to Shanghai for a party at his newly built studio, which officials have earmarked for demolition. A. Weiwei currently has an exhibition at the Tate Modern in London, where he's filled the main turbine hall with millions of porcelain sunflower seeds. Singapore Airlines and Malaysian Airlines have cancelled flights to and from the Indonesian capital Jakarta because of the eruption of Mount Merapi. Plumes of ash are still rising from the mountain. Around 90 people have been killed and 200,000 people have been moved into refugee centres. The Duke of York has criticised the Ministry of Defence for not ordering British-made armoured vehicles for troops. Prince Andrew voiced his anger that defence chiefs had decided not to bring in Ranger troop carriers. Speaking to executives at the factory where they're made, he described the MOD as hopeless. And the weather for this afternoon, it's a chilly day with plenty of sunshine, but with showers for many coastal regions, and those will spread inland at times. And that's the BBC News and the weather. It's 2.5 minutes past one.
And time now for today's early music show, presented by Catherine Bott.
It will be a day of anger, of struggle, of suffering and terrors, when the angels will blow their horns to awaken the dead. Words to make you tremble, from the gospel book of 9th-century monk Ottfried von Weissenberg. He'd have spent a lot of time contemplating the Last Judgment. Apocalyptic images of the end of the world were widespread, in words and pictures, on parchment and on walls, throughout Europe in the first millennium. In today's early music show, music from a concert of pieces associated with that dread event, performed by members of Sequentia and made available to us by our colleagues in the European Broadcasting Union. The venue was the Collegiate Church in Jarosław, Poland. The concert was part of the 2009 Songs of Our Roots International Early Music Festival. What about the roots of this repertoire, though? The idea of the Last Judgment comes from the biblical revelation of John. But the Christian Church has always mixed its metaphors to good effect, and there are many similarities with pagan Germanic descriptions of the world's destruction during the final battle of the gods, Thor and Odin, with the giants of evil. Constant ingredients include the blowing of the last trump, the armies of heaven and hell, and the engulfing of the world by fire. And those four horsemen of the apocalypse, the Greek word apokalypsis actually means unveiling, or Revelation. John's book of Revelation, the last in the Bible, was taken up by medieval writers of poetry for singing, who used especially potent imagery and language, as singer and scholar Benjamin Bagby writes in the introduction to Sequentia's programme, to awaken the soul to the experience of seeing that which is one day to be revealed. And to begin, an enigmatic text in Old High German, a fragment of an anonymous meditation from the early 9th century, which features everything you might expect, from the battle between good and evil to the safety and sweetness of paradise, awarded only to the few and the good. Sequentia perform, Sin tak bequem, dass tu anskal. Then comes the day when the man must die.
Thank you. tak bekvem, dass tun skal. Quanto sarso sich die Seele in den Sinn der Hewit, wenn sie den Likam und Likan lasset, so quem mit ein Herri von der Himmelsungalon, das andere von Eche. Dar tagen zu umbi, sorgen mag die Seele und sie des Sohner geht, so weder am Herri als ich die Hallit wer. Das Satanas aus Kissendicke winnet, das lernt sehr sardar, ihr leid wirdet in Feuer, und in Finstern. Das ist recht, o wirringlich Ding. Uppi, sie erwacki an und dir, dir darf von der Himmel quämen. Et si dero angelo egan wirdit, ti bringit se sar dar, iro uff, in himmelo viti. Dar is liba no tot, leocht anna finstri, se der Mann in Paradies und Bucki winnit, muss in die Himmele, dar qui mit ihm o Hilfa kinnu. Itje westorf Michaela de Romano melichimu, dass in es in Mut gespanne, dass Gottes Willen gerno tue, und die Helle fuhr ihr harte Wiese, Peches Hine, da bütet der Satanas altes Hissen Lauk, so mag Huckens Adieu, sorg in Drato der sie, so dicken Weiß. Betem und im Finster ist Galsin auf ihr in das Duven, Trinnen im Peche. Das ist recht, o Palmig Dink, dass der Mann haret zu Gott, und ihm o Hilfe nie quimit. Wannit sich in Adet du weniger Sella, nie ist den gehuckt in Himmelskin Gott, want of yar in wealthy after ni workota. So den er macht go kuning, das machal kippan nid, als kalle quem und kun noch ilihas. Der Pan und noch in den Pan vor Sissan. Nie alle Romano willig sind immer machen das Gulli. Der Skalle vor dem Norikas Rahus Tantan, wie das Herren Werl sie Euki Werkot habete. Das hört ich Rahun, die Werl recht wie so. Skuli, der Antichristo, mit Elias Pagan, der war hiski waffnet, den er wirli unter in Wicker hoppan. Kämpfen sind so kräftig, die Kose ist so michil, Elias triete wie dem ewigen Lieb, wie die den Rechgen und das Rieke gestern kann, will der Skolimo helfen, der Himmel ist niemand. Antichristo, steht bitte mo Alfiante, steht bitte mo Satanase. skal sink and skal. Bid you skal erinder a week steady. Wunt befallan, and in de mosinda sigalos werdan. Doch, wannit des filo Gott man no, das Elias in dem Wiga erwartet werde. So, dass Elias es Blut in Erde getrüfe. So in Grinnand Berga, Bangig standit, Enig in dem Mann so gut in der Zeit dem Machal Quimit, dass rachon willig rechto Ardel, denn nie darf es sorgen, denn erze der Sohn auch Quimit, nie wisst der wenig o man willig ein Ardel erhabet, denn mit den Matten marit das Recht, dass der Teufel da begetan ist. Der habet in Robo rachone Willika, dass der Mann in Tissi Uppilas gefrommet, dass is alles gesagt. Denn erze der Sohn o Quimit, nie skotte sit man nun noch ein Mertonen fahan! Sin recht alles kirachen muss sie, wenn die Imo after sin taten ante in fuerna. Denna nege sisit, derda solan skar, enti ante in anskar, toten enti kveken. Din stid garupi, engilo menigi, guter o domono, gartist son mihi. Ara quivet sedero richtung o so filo, die da varresti arstint. So, dan manu noch ein mit dem dann ne mag. Das galt den Hans brechan, ho mit sag, in alle rodino willig und sie in den lutzigen Finger. Was unterdessen manna mordes gefrumita. Dar nies deus so listig man, der da joich da lügen megi, dass er gitarnen megi ta tote hin. Nies hal vor dem Hunniga gehundet werde. Usaneres mit alam usano furimegi. Enti mit fastum dio virino gipusti. Venerer bande de gipusit habi. Wird denn die Furi getragen, das Frono Kruzi? War der heilige Christ am Narrangen wart? In den Augen der Diomasen, du wer in der Romanski anfängt. Dessen Mann es minna farduleta.
An apocalyptic fragment of Muspilla from the early 9th century, sung by Benjamin Bagby of Sequentia. Hang on, how can you call a piece that lasts more than 13 minutes a fragment? Well, we have just heard a fragment of a much larger poem, not all of which has survived to the present day. Sequentia's concert was called Fragments for the End of Time and was an exploration of the nowadays incomplete repertoire, largely from the French kingdom of Aquitaine and the German-speaking countries, which filled early Christians with righteous terror. And what's Muspilla? It's from the old High German word Muspel, which is in turn possibly borrowed from the Norse, meaning the destruction of the world by fire. Next, Sequentia in instrumental mode, one of the oldest surviving German melodies, Unser Trotin hat versalt. A tune from 9th century Bavaria, played by Sequentia's flautist Norbert Rodenkirchen. And the instruments used in this concert, all of them modern reconstructions, include Germanic lyres based on 7th century instruments found near Stuttgart, an early medieval triangular harp, and copies of medieval transverse flutes, including one made from a swan's bone in the 11th century. To Anglo-Saxon text now, and an episode from the epic 8th century tale of Beowulf. The Lay of the Last Survivor is the lament of the man who has outlived his whole tribe and carefully carries the tribal treasures into a cave for safety. Benjamin Bagby calls it a microcosm of the end of the world. And in the words of that last survivor, I have none left to carry a sword or polish the golden cups, no delight in the harp, no excellent hawk flying through the hall, no swift horse stamping in the courtyard.
des Herpan win Goman glaum eus ne god havoc iawn sal swinged ne se swift a mach brwchsted a bear tooth
And so he mourned as he joylessly wandered through day and night, all alone, until death's flood covered his heart. Benjamin Bagby sang The Lay of the Last Survivor from the Old English poem Beowulf. And next in our selection of highlights from their concert, another flute piece, Zinyi, based on Frankish sequence melodies of the 10th century.
Thank you.
10th century instrumental music performed by Sequentia. I keep saying the group's name, and it's a familiar and well-respected one in the world of very early music. But on the occasion of this concert, the performers numbered just two of its core membership, Norbert Rodenkirchen playing flutes and harp, and the singer, harper and lyre player Benjamin Bagby, co-founder of Sequentia with the late Barbara Thornton more than 30 years ago. Norbert Rodenkirchen, born in Cologne, works in film composition as well as in early music, and has a lifelong fascination with the similarities between those two worlds. As for Ben Bagby, medieval music has held him in thrall since his childhood, and as well as researching, performing and recording with Sequentia, he teaches medieval music practice at the Sorbonne in Paris and is deeply involved with the solo performance of Anglo-Saxon poetry. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Catherine Bott. Next from Ben Bagby, the prophecy of the Erythrian Sibyl, a pagan female oracle from the time when the walls of Troy stood proud and strong. Its refrain says it all. Judgment shall come, and the sweat of the earth will be its signal. Words from the Prophecy of the Erythrian Sibyl, surviving only because St. Augustine of Hippo incorporated them into a poem in the 5th century AD. To end the concert, not the world, Ben Bagby went to words from the old Icelandic Edda, the main sources for Norse mythology. We're going to hear from another female seer. In the poem Völuspá, she's an ancient oracle summoned by the god Odin to foretell his fate and that of the other Norse deities. And the news isn't good. She predicts, among other things, the breakdown of social order, raging battles, ravening wolves, the clarion horn, the great dragon, and the arrival of Muspel's people, that word again, Muspel, the destruction of the world by fire, in a boat steered by the evil trickster Loki. If this sounds vaguely familiar and you know your Wagner, you won't be surprised to learn that this poem was his chief inspiration, 9 centuries or so later, for the last opera in the Ring cycle, Götterdämmerung, The Twilight of the Gods. Here, though, are the opening lines of the Völuspá in English. A river falls from the east through venom-cold dales with knives and swords. Savage is its name.
Eða hvað? Stars at all.
san rocravaxa, bals munals patna, balgamon comma. Bua fer höldro pallo rapsitat vel, valtiva.
Vito avere.
Qui flugand in nave fram, nevan fram nida fjollum, ber ser I fjödrum, flugar mo nivr, nivrager, nai!
From the old Icelandic Edda collection, the harrowing description of Ragnarök, the last battle, when the armies of Surt and Loki launch a final deadly assault on the northern gods. And with that final evocation of apocalypse, the bardic Benjamin Bagby and Norbert Rodenkirchen ended their programme, Fragments for the End of Time. Let's play out with their encore, a 9th century Latin sequence, Fortis atque amara, strong and bitter. This is the way the world ends.
Polycolum mela et quid sentient humana, vitae rena, sita tremesset pollorum caterna. O rex sempitana, qui lagiris manis omnia moderna, ne nosi nascire in inferni tetra zabulorum loca. Sed ducam angelorum regna.
A 9th century Latin sequence performed there by members of Sequentia. And that ends today's early music show featuring Sequentia's Concert of Music for the Last Judgment. The programme was presented by Catherine Bott.
On BBC Two, the historian Richard Miles takes us on a journey from early Mesopotamia to ancient Rome.
In telling the stories of the first great civilizations, I'm going to be making the case the civilization itself.
And discovers how these civilizations laid the foundations for the modern world.
It's not the story of ancient worlds long past. It's a story of us then.
Ancient Worlds begins Wednesday night at 9 on BBC Two.
BBC Radio 3, now it's just gone 2 o'clock, and we have a second opportunity to hear last Monday's BBC Lunchtime Concert from the Wigmore Hall here in London. The Georgian pianist Katia Buniatishvili is a current member of the BBC New Generation Artists Scheme, and this was her first solo recital at the Wigmore Hall. Just a fortnight before, Katia had played Liszt's B minor sonata as part of a birthday celebration concert for Stephen Kovacevic, which had made quite an impression. Stephen Kovacevic has called Katia a genius. Rich praise indeed, especially for a 23-year-old. Well, later in today's programme, we're going to hear Liszt's Mephisto Waltz and Stravinsky's three movements from Petrushka. But we're going to start with Schumann, his Fantasy in C, Opus 17. He wrote this three-movement work as part of a fundraising effort to build a public memorial to Beethoven in Bonn. Liszt and Mendelssohn also wrote pieces for that particular project. The fantasy includes a quote from Beethoven's An die ferne Geliebte, to the distant beloved, which had a double reference as both a tribute to Beethoven and to Schumann's own beloved Clara Wieck, who'd been sent by her father to Paris to keep her apart from Schumann. So here now to play Schumann's Fantasy in C, Opus 17, is Katia Buniatashvili.